back to the American Journal. We're getting ready to kick off the second hour of the show in just a few moments. Thanks for hanging out with us today, of course. A lot of news happening all around the country, and we're working our way through it. Tons of stories I'm going to cover for you guys in just a few moments. Stories like Ilhan Omar, there's more evidence that she married her brother. So what the heck are we going to do about it? Well, President Khatib's talking about it, but we have not seen any movement in regards to possibly getting her pulled and tossed out of the country. She said she could live anywhere. Let's just send her anywhere. We're also going to talk a little bit about Florida catching up to Texas and designating the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE as a foreign terrorist organization. So we got that for you as well coming up in the show. Plus, Gavin Newsom says that he doesn't think in the future we're going to be able to have fair elections. Oh, isn't it funny how the left has now become these big conspiracy theorists when it comes to our elections? It's always when they don't actually win, though. But maybe, you know, Gavin Newsom's on to something. Maybe our elections aren't fair. Play that clip for you in just a little bit. Plus, Dr. Marty McCarry, he's running the FDA right now, says the Biden regime's FDA knew and covered up the childhood deaths related to the COVID jabs. We've got that soundbite coming your way in just a bit as well. Plus, the DOJ is opening up a Second Amendment section. Specifically, the Civil Rights Division is going to be having like a little special section TV brain that would push back on any type of Second Amendment violations. Again, sounds good when you realize, though, that the government's the one who's going to be defending your rights. The Second Amendment, I'm a little skeptical. Not really selling me on that. Plus, in a bit, we're going to talk about Jasmine Crockett, who's running for Texas Senate right now. Oh, man. She actually went on Jake Tapper's show this was right before Thanksgiving, and said that the numbers were so good that she was getting back based on the polls, that she was going to run, and she was going to run like heck. This is going to be great. Mainly because she doesn't understand the numbers here, right? I'm going to play the videos for you. She decided to run on this campaign kickoff by saying, President Trump thinks I'm low IQ, vote for me. I mean, yes, we'll get you fundraising dollars from people outside of the state of Texas. Yeah, probably. But here in Texas, if you don't understand Texans, or if you don't even read the numbers, I mean, specifically the 2024 election, which President Trump won Texas by pulling in over, 56% of the vote? She didn't really read that. And then she was asked about it, too, and she kind of dismissed the fact that she doesn't think that she has to win over Trump supporters. This doesn't make any sense, mainly because, you need the majority of votes to win. Something that Jasmine Crockett hasn't quite figured out yet. Plus, Tim Pool, we're going to play this clip of Tim Pool talking about a shooting that happened on his property on Friday. Tim Pool, obviously, very, very upset about this, rightfully so. His family lives on his property. His close friends, obviously, who work for him, are also on his property as well. He says he's got the tapes. So we'll play the latest clips from him on that front as well. Plus, there's another crazy story. I feel like there's so many of these crazy stories in regards to these, we'll just go with Afghanistan refugees for now. But the reality of it is there's one common theme here, is when you bring in these migrants from foreign third world countries into your country, they tend to go around and start raping women and girls. I mean, there's no other way to say this. In the UK, there's another clear example of just that. A judge actually having the cojones to release the names of the two suspects who've actually now been convicted, they're not even suspects anymore, who are going to be spending 9+ years in prison for raping a young girl. In fact, she recorded a portion of her rape, and it was so, so bad that their defense attorney asked the judge not to release the audio recording that she had captured because it would cause riots in the UK. The story is absolutely insane. It's never ending, though. We're going to give you the very latest on that story because that's one you're going to want to pay attention to, of course. So don't go anywhere. We got more to unpack in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We've got creatine gummies, and there's two flavors. You've got your blue raspberry, and then you've got your sour apple as well. These are all on sale right now. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you grab them before we run out. More up ahead.
We have a new product in and thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back. American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot going on in the news world. I'm catching you up on all things related to the chaotic news cycle. Yesterday, by the way, there was an announcement made here in Texas, and it was very, very interesting. As many of you guys know, I'm now just getting my foot in the door in Texas politics because there's a lot to understand. It's not a red state. It's pretty much a purple state, but that's got a lot of people. It's got a lot of people we don't like. I think if they have a chance here in Texas, and I actually moved to Texas because I wanted to go and call out the rhinos. But right now we've got a bit of an issue here because Jasmine Crockett, for some reason, thinks she's got a chance to win a Senate seat here in Texas. Now, obviously there's the redistricting issues, and that's probably why she was waiting to hold off on this announcement. But it looks like the Supreme Court will weigh in and will allow Texas to use their new congressional maps, which completely draw out Jasmine Crockett because, well, the American people have had enough of this woman. So she's getting ready for her next position, as you would do if you are a just a corrupt, bloodthirsty politician. Power thirsty, maybe that might be the better way to phrase it for her. She's absolute garbage. But yesterday she released her announcement video. And it just highlights how self-absorbed she is, how useless she's been in D.C. for those who actually want representation through Jasmine Crockett, because it's always been about her, not about you, the American people, but her. So I see her constantly changing her hair color, obviously her hairstyle. I mean, sometimes she looks like she has a dead raccoon on her head, but she still goes out there in public. And it takes a lot of time to do all of that. So you'd have to wonder, well, how does a woman who's gluing on her eyelashes every morning have the time to do just that? And defend Texans. Well, she doesn't. She doesn't. She's self-absorbed. And her new campaign video highlights just that. Take a look at her big announcement yesterday.
How about this new one they have? Their new star, Crockett. How about her?
She's the new star of the Democrat Party, Jasmine Crockett. They're in big trouble.
But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person.
I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person.
Crockett.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
She's a very low IQ person.
Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you got to be kidding.
Now they're going to rely on Crockett. Crockett's going to bring them back.
That might be one of the worst videos I've actually ever seen. Jasmine Crockett thinking that that was a real dagger of an announcement. Yeah, President Trump called you low IQ, and it's because the rest of us have seen through it for a very long time. She's somebody who obviously went to private school, and she's doing this whole ghetto prom queen front. The reality of it is she is not as ghetto as she wants to come off as. It's all a front. It's all a front. But you like how this video, instead of making an announcement of showing how you've helped Texans out, it's focused on her. And then she uses President Trump's quotes of him calling her stupid, which anyone with a brain who's listened to this woman over the years, there you go, has been able to hear. Every time she spews nonsense, you know that that woman is not very intelligent. But she's been very privileged. Won't acknowledge that, though. But here's the problem, right? She's running on this campaign that if you hate Donald Trump enough, vote for me. Which works if you're in a blue state, but here in Texas, although we got a lot of rhinos here, it's not going to work. How do I know this? Well, if you just paid attention to the numbers back in 2024, President Trump won this great state by over 56% of the votes. 56%, folks. 56.1% to be precise. So when it comes to launching this campaign, you can't really, if you want to win, run on the, if you hate Donald Trump, vote for me. Although that might work for donors from outside of the state of Texas, blue states, of course, and probably China through through other means. It doesn't work to win elections. And she's going to find out the hard way. In fact, if you're Ken Paxton, yesterday was a great day for you because you know you're going to beat Cornyn and then you're facing that. But hear me out, folks. Jasmine Crockett hasn't really put much thought into any of this. She hasn't. She just knows that it's very, very likely the Supreme Court's going to side with Texas Republicans and is going to allow the redrawing of these congressional maps, which draw her out because we just wanted her gone so badly. I mean, just get rid of her whole district. So now she's running for U.S. Senate because, not because she wants to help fight for Texans, because it's the Jasmine Crockett show. All eyes on the ghetto prom queen. She's absolute trash. She knows that, but it doesn't matter. Take a listen to clip two, because she was asked specifically, if you want to win this seat, you got to win over Trump voters. Again, the numbers are very clear. You'd have to win over a lot of Trump voters. So when asked about her strategy, she didn't really have one in clip two. Take a listen.
How you make voters who previously have voted for Trump, particularly given that you have been an outspoken critic and he has inserted himself, just take your campaign video as is. He has inserted himself at every turn when it comes to your commentary. How will you convert those who are supportive of him to voters for you?
Yeah, I don't know that we'll necessarily convert all of Trump supporters. That's not our
goal. Do you need to?
Our goal is to definitely talk to people. No, we don't. We don't need to. Our goal is to make sure that we can engage people that historically have not been talked to, because there's so many people that get ignored, specifically in the state of Texas. Listen, the state of Texas is 61% people of color. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of good folk that we can talk to. We know that when Beto came really close, Beto, who is a progressive, we know that he got 65% of the Latino vote. So what did they do after that? They specifically went after Latinos. We know that he got close to 90% or right there at 90% of the African-American vote. So honestly, what we need to do is start talking to the vast majority of Texas. I think my message is very much a mainstream message. I don't know who disagrees with the fact that affordability is a real thing, except for the president, who says it's a Democratic hoax. But when somebody goes to the grocery store nowadays, whether it's in East Texas or whether it's right here in Dallas, Texas, or whether it's in Austin or West Texas, let me tell you, they are looking at those grocery prices and they are thinking we deserve better. Knowing that we do the amount of trade that we do in the state of Texas, yet right now there are these unwarranted tariff wars that is directly impacting us, knowing that we do agriculture big in Texas. We do everything bigger in Texas, but we do ag big, and understanding that we are hitting record-breaking bankruptcy filings by our farmers. Listen, my message is real simple. I'm looking out for you, your survival, and the survival of your kids as it relates to affordability, being able to actually go
and access
healthcare.
She's not looking out for anyone. Let's jump in on this one. She's not looking out for anyone. She's a self-absorbed wench. This woman is an evil woman. She doesn't care for anyone. She's been in Congress, and the only person that she cares for to be in Congress is herself. That's why she sits here and gets all in her version of glammed up and continues to make everything about herself. In fact, that's why in committee hearings, she could only scream at other members across the aisle, because she, in fact, cannot have a winning argument. She wants to give out a soundbite. This woman is an evil, evil woman. She's been absolutely useless to Texans. And I want to break down what she said. First off, she's talking about a tariff war. Well, I hate to break it to you, you garbage human being. That's another good meme. I hate to break it to you, but prices at the grocery store were high before President Trump stepped into the White House. You know why? Because the Biden regime was to blame. They, in fact, have not come down fast enough. And that is something that we all agree on. But to sit here and pretend like it's related to tariffs, you're an idiot. You're hoping your audience is just as stupid as you are. In fact, we know just that. Isn't it funny when she uses words like folk? Folks. Plural. Again, She knows what she's doing. She's just trying to come off as if she's someone who's relatable. Then she talks about minority voters and outreach. Texas, she says, is 60% minority. Well, how do you think President Trump won Texas? Because he doesn't do the race baiting garbage that you are so used to doing. You see, President Trump just talks to all Americans. When he was campaigning, that's exactly what he was trying to do. He wasn't sitting there trying to narrow in on Hispanic voters. But the reality of it is most Hispanic voters get it. I mean, I came from Florida. Cubans understood what our issues were. They understand that the garbage you spew is communism. And they want to be far, far away from it. So no, you don't have to sit here and be a race baiter to get them to understand any of this. And then she talks about Beto, the man who literally changed his name to make it seem like he had some type of minority in him. You see, this is the problem. These people don't have actual good ideas, but they come to the table and they pretend like they do. And then they race bait, hoping that you hate white people enough that you'll sit there and vote for them. Or if you're white, they'll just guilt you into it. This is what they do. This is exactly what they do. This is their only strategy to come when it comes to winning. And again, I'm not even going to touch upon what President Trump has done for affordability because I don't think his administration has done enough. We're still in just a couple of months into this. So to sit here and pretend like everything is due to President Trump at the grocery store is absurd. Probably hope that the rest of us have dementia, whatever President Joe Biden was suffering from. Maybe it is contagious. Maybe the rest on the left have also caught on to that. You see, they're trying to rewrite history, but the rest of us were, well, we were all there for all of this. We knew exactly what was happening. You see, Jasmine Crockett's not running on a campaign that promises the people in this country a shot at the American dream. That's not what she's running for. She hates Texas. She continues to go out there and go after anyone who has conservative values, not because her ideas are better and she wants to debate that, but just because she hates conservatives. You see, Texas is and should forever be a conservative state. The voters are at least are, but the people who end up getting elected and pushed forward into Austin, the capital, obviously, do not represent our values. And that is the reason why people like myself and others are in this fight right now, because Texas is being overtaken by garbage human beings. People like Jasmine Crockett, who do not belong here because they do not respect the culture. You see, Jasmine Crockett was placed here strategically, of course, as they always are on the left. But she doesn't actually love Texas. She doesn't have any ties to Texans. She doesn't love the culture. In fact, we know just that. The first opportunity she got to talk about Texans, she referred to them as deplorable. Don't believe me? We got the audio. Take a listen to clip 3 and how she went off on Texans and people, of course, in Florida. Listen in.
In fact, Ms. Perry, I know your organization, the Heritage Foundation, loves Texas. Ooh, they love Texas. They always sending us some nonsense bills that somehow set this country on the wrong trajectory. They send them to Texas. They send them to Florida. Every deplorable state that we can think about, they usually coming out of y'all's think tank.
Every deplorable state. This woman has nothing in common with us. She hates conservatives. She hates what we stand for, and she will continue to get up there and spew just that. She is a garbage human being and she's nothing more. So now that she's entered herself into this Senate race, which we are very excited about, it's time to beat her down with a landslide victory. There is no space in Texas politics for women like that, women who hate Texans. If you talk about Texans like that, you don't deserve to be here. Get out of the South. Go up north. This is a failed attorney. This is a garbage human being who has nothing but hate in her heart and does not love this country. She's actually never presented a decent idea. I've not yet heard an idea that woman has brought forward that would make this country a better place. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why they place her in Texas, and there's a reason why she continues to go out there and bash Texans. Now, again, nothing she's done thus far in her big announcement shows how she's going to help Texans in Washington, D.C. And there's a reason for that. So we'll see. You know where I'm going to be, pushing and making sure that Ken Paxton has everything he needs necessary to make this a landslide victory, because we're getting rid of the ghetto prom queen. I'm done with this woman. We hate this woman. I hate this woman. I rarely use the word hate, but there is a fire in me that comes out when I hear her speak, because she is a nasty, nasty woman who does not respect conservatives, does not respect Texans, and does not respect what has made Texas such an incredible state to live in. Let's switch gears a little bit. Since we're on the topic of hate, I guess. The left is full of it. And I really hate getting fired up and getting angry about these people. But man, oh man, are they the ones who are fired up? You know, I went to Tim Pool's studio. This was a couple of, maybe like 2 months ago. I did Tim's show. And I tried to be optimistic when Tim was talking about how the left is full of hate and rage. And I was like, no, not all of them. I think some of them are just ignorant. And he was right. I just wanted to be a little optimistic. Well, unfortunately for Tim, he's got more evidence of just that. It appears that, sadly, his studio slash home, because that's where he's based, he does both his work and has his home on this same property, was attacked, according to him. On Friday night, there was someone who drove by and started shooting at his home. I want to play clip 4 for you, because yesterday Tim detailed exactly what happened. So take a listen.
I got a message just around 1 a.m., and it was vague and nondescript. Just there was an incident. We need to talk with your team. And then we started getting the details trickling in that a car had been lurking or something to that effect, and a shot was fired. We now know that it was 3 shots that were fired. We don't know exactly what or why, and we are desperately trying to rationalize. Maybe it's just random. Just somebody was driving down the road in the middle of nowhere in the country and decided to slowly approach our property and then fire several rounds just for no reason, for fun, perhaps. I can't read the minds of these people. In October, I was traveling. My family was back in West Virginia, and we had received a credible death threat. Credible as determined by the FBI. We receive threats, death threats, quite a bit. And this time, it was a bit more specific. It was intended to terrorize. It wasn't sent to me specifically, like many of the threats usually are. It was intended to reach everyone at this company. I immediately contacted police, our security team did, as well as the FBI. I directly communicated with the FBI over this issue, sent them the information. It was relayed to us a short time later that the threat was credible because the individual making the threats had been on their radar, surprise, surprise, and that this person was actually making comparable threats to other people. They believe they might know who this person was. I'm not sure where that investigation is going. For that reason, I believe that they're actually investigating these people, and we've been talking with them. I'm not going to publish these emails or the communications that had happened. But the threat was basically to come and shoot up our property. And there were some specifics in it that made us say, okay, maybe this is, it could just be terror, right? So when I returned home after going out with the boys on a Friday night, hanging out, laughing, having a good time, none's the wiser. And then we hear, security is on high alert. They're monitoring. The extra guys have come out. We pull up. They're standing guard at our perimeter fencing. We have a gate. And said they heard shots fired. They were on the property where our studio is, and they heard the shots and went and investigated. We have 4 videos of what happened. We don't, I'll put it like this. We're not going to be at this time for security reasons. You know, I've got these people screaming, release the footage. And the concern we have is obvious to then show everyone where we put our cameras. That's not going to happen. And that's the honest truth.
All right. So obviously this is something that's extremely, extremely disturbing. I know a lot of people on social media have tried to poke holes in it so far. They're not believing what Tim's saying, but I could say that the amount of death threats that are received both on my side and I'm sure on everyone else I talk to privately as well, there's been a rapid increase of those threats. And so I would not dispute the fact that a lot of us have had to deal with this. Tim is someone who I've gotten to know over the last few years. And I think that he's a man of character, and I don't think he would be lying about an issue like this. Also, it's foolish. I know a lot of people tagging me and saying, oh, there's no way you believe this, Brianna. I actually do believe this. And I believe that until we see evidence that this is not true, which I highly doubt, because Tim is not someone who we've ever caught lying. I've never caught Tim lying about anything. Would I dispute this? Now, you know, I did reach out to Tim yesterday because this has been a very stressful year. A very stressful year with obviously the assassination of Charlie Kirk. A lot of us are on edge. Tim is someone who is just starting a family, obviously loves his wife and his kid. I can imagine the level of stress he's dealing with right now, especially because he's someone who's watching his daughter grow up. And so I think it's absolutely disgusting that he has to deal with all of this. And I would say hold off before you go in attack mode. We've all had to deal with a lot. I know he has to deal with it significantly worse because he's got a bigger audience. His face is out there more. And so hold off. Now, right now it looks like, and this is according to him too, he did mention this, that Tim Kass IRL might be on hold. It's a very stressful position to be in, right? You're watching your family grow up. You're trying to bring together a family, trying to create a family with you and your wife. And this is what's going on. It's a stressful situation. And yeah, I agree. Don't release the footage. You don't want these people knowing where your security cameras are. Folks, if there's a police investigation to all of this, it will come out during a criminal trial. I highly doubt Tim would lie about that. I see someone else just tag me in on X. Tim is a man of character, and this breaks my heart that he has to go through this. His wife is a lovely lady. He is a great person. I've gotten to know all of them. His team is great. This is what everyone's dealing with right now. There has been an uptick in death threats. And obviously we saw one play out right before our very own eyes. And so I'm not going to sit here and try to poke holes. Tim definitely deals with a lot more than the rest of us do. And this has been a rough year for everyone. So I would hope that Tim doesn't walk away from this, because that would be the goal. The goal is to silence people. The goal is to push back and to get people like Tim Kass and others, their shows just taken off the internet. But again, top priority should, and I believe should always be, your family. So if Tim needs to step away from all of this for a couple of weeks, I highly recommend everyone do just that. So we'll continue to follow it as it develops, but we'll continue to obviously pray for Tim and his family, because that is something that is completely necessary at this point. Tim is not a bad person. He's a great person. I've had the honor of meeting him. He has allowed me access to his audience repeatedly, lets you plug away. He's been nothing but respectful, and so has his wife. And so, yes, yeah, we don't want to see this take place. And he's picking a lot of, well, he's not picking a lot of fights. He is arguing with a lot of people that obviously doesn't sit well with. And he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job. So we need Tim in this fight. We need Tim Pool in this fight. Whether you agree with him or not, he does not deserve any of this. And we'll continue to follow the story as it develops, of course. All right, folks, we got more to unpack in just a few moments. We're going to be playing clips from Piers Morgan and Nick Fuentes' debate. It was a very interesting debate. Nick Fuentes came prepared. Piers Morgan came with his producer's notes. He was clinging on for dear life, hoping that the claims of Nick Fuentes being racist would really get under his skin. But of course, it doesn't. The name calling is so like 2015, Piers. Yeah, with the times, dude. All right, we got more to discuss there. Also, we got a great sale that's going on over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. Limited time, 40% off creatine. Colostrum, before I lie to you there. Creatine's also on sale. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We just launched creatine gummies. They are great. Over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Nicotinamide. Now that's a $1,000 word. But what it is the raw precursor of NAD. Now, NAD energizes the entire body, cleans out the cells. It's amazing. But most people cannot absorb raw NAD. That's why you need the precursor, which this product has from organic form, but has so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to announce this new product, DNA Reviver. This doesn't just have the precursor to NAD in it. It's got all the other organic compounds, you know, to clean out your cells, give you incredible energy with no letdown and supercharge your overall health. Right now, you get this product out of the gates, massively discounted at thealexshowstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, all the products are incredible. They all work synergistically together. But I've got to tell you, Ultra DNA Revival is a game changer for everyone. Young people, works great for them, but particularly middle-aged and older folks will really feel the difference. Now, things like our ultramethylene blue hits in 15 to 20, 30 minutes, okay? Our sea moss takes a week or so to build up. So does the bovine colostrum. Same thing with this, a week to 2 weeks, but within a month, 90-plus percent of people report incredible changes on every front. You need to go out and do your own research into NAD. You do your own research into all the ingredients that are in this product, and then realize this is the private label of a nationwide bestseller that has the top reviews in the country. Most of the products at TheAuctionStore.com, we didn't invent. We go out. What has the highest ratings? What's the most tested? What has the best reviews? They let us private label it, and we sell it to you. That way you get a great product at a competitive price, and you keep the show on the air. So take advantage of this new product right now, Ultra DNA Revival at TheAlexShowStore.com, and know that it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. But if you don't get DNA Revival, you're really missing out. You owe it to yourself, your family, and your overall health to try this product. You can't lose. It funds the operation, and we know it really works. Here's some of the known effects this compound delivers. Noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes. Faster recovery and greater endurance. Sharper focus and mental clarity. Support for healthy blood sugar levels already in the normal range. Stronger immune function. Enhanced liver health and natural detoxification. Reduced everyday stress, anxiety, and protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And it just gets better from there. Ultra DNA Revival is the newest addition to TheAlexShowStore.com, and we're extremely excited about it. If I could get a racehorse that had just won the Triple Crown and run it the next few races, I'd do it. It's that simple. And that's what I've done. If I could get Tom Brady at his peak to be my quarterback, I would. Well, that's how private labeling works. We go out to the top firms, the highest ratings, the best customer reviews, and we simply say, can we private label it? And in every case, they say, yeah, we can private label it. So it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. Whatever is the hottest, best reviews that people love, we go out and we get it. So when you get it, you love it. Well, that's what Ultra DNA Revival is all about. It's a private label, a best-selling brand that is simply amazing. You can empower your body, your immune system, your health, your clarity, your libido, your focus, and literally clean out your cells while at the same time funding this operation in the face of the globalists. That, my friends, is a 360 win at TheAlexShowStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Bat Brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA Revival!
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to The American Journal. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Glad that you're all joining me today. A lot going on here. I don't know. I think I usually don't talk about it when I don't like someone. I usually think it's tacky, but Piers Morgan needs to be spoken about because Piers Morgan's absolute garbage, and I love to talk about Piers Morgan, mainly because I just don't think he's a good person. You know, we saw how he behaved during the pandemic when he decided to go after people who wanted to practice their medical freedom. He tried to label them as anti-vaxxers and then went after them, tried to make them feel guilty about not wanting to participate in an experiment. We saw that all play out. Now he's trying to rewrite history, too, on several other fronts, like the free speech war. He's trying to pretend like he's a free speech advocate all of a sudden. And he's been using conservatives, having them on his show to pretend like he wants to hear from both sides. But he has been a part of this big machine that has tried very aggressively to silence those on the right. So what's happening now? Well, there's a massive effort to rewrite history. So many people that weren't in this fight from day one. And again, even just day one, we could just talk about the pandemic. People who wanted to practice medical freedom, who pushed back by putting facts out there regarding these jabs, they were silenced. they were silenced. And so now those who were doing their very best to encourage the silencing efforts that were being led by big pharmaceutical companies, the globalists and others, they're now giving their platforms a big push. Piers Morgan's doing just that. He has continuously gone out there and he continues to pretend like he wants to hear from both sides. Now, for a couple of months now, other people have told me, and I also have the text messages, that they've wanted to talk about Nick Fuentes. That was one of the discussions they wanted to have, and they asked me to come on Piers Morgan's show just a couple of weeks ago to talk about Nick Fuentes. Now, here's my thing. I don't talk about other people who are in this space. Go ask Nick Fuentes to come on your show. Well, interesting enough, he just recently had Nick Fuentes on, and that's because people like Steven Crowder are on Piers Morgan's show, said, just go talk to Pierre. I mean, just go talk to Nick Fuentes. And so then he's like, stumbled over his words. Yeah, I should have him on. And he had him on now. So how'd it go? Well, it didn't go well for Piers Morgan. He is a fossil, an absolute dinosaur. And he tried his very best to bring his talking points, but his talking points were very interesting because his producers sat down and tried their very best to get all these like little gotcha moments in. They're not really gotcha moments because they come from viral clips of Nick Fuentes talking about how he feels. He wanted to pressure Nick Fuentes on his show to condemn his own words, and it didn't really go well very well. It didn't. And they also try, and I don't like this. I don't like this. Publicly, a lot of people like to go after Nick Fuentes because, well, of his sex life. And I just don't think that anyone's personal sex life should be called into question, but Piers Morgan wants to pretend like he's a feminist. He's for women's rights. So in clip 5, you're going to hear how he's trying his very best to both embarrass Nick Fuentes for his lack of sexual experience. And then he goes after him and tries to call him a bunch of names because Nick Fuentes feels a certain type of way about women. Take a listen to clip 5 and how it went for Piers Morgan.
Just to clear up one of the many theories about you, I've no idea what the answer is, and you haven't got to answer. But are you actually attracted to women?
I am attracted to women.
You're not gay?
No. But I will say that women are very difficult to be around. Okay. So there's that.
And do you think they should have the right to vote?
I do not. No, absolutely not.
They should stay at home?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So basically, you're just a misogynist old dinosaur, aren't you? For a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm the boomer. I know I'm the boomer here, but actually, you're a 27-year-old dinosaur, aren't you? Aren't you, Nick Fuentes? All women.
I am.
All women are annoying. All women grow old. They all get fat. Says the guy. Have you ever had sex?
No, absolutely not.
Wow. Says the guy who's never got laid.
Now, here's the thing, right? Why does it have to be that he has to get laid to be able to talk about these issues? Piers Morgan, all of a sudden now, is the voice of reason. If Piers Morgan didn't have kids, I wouldn't have assumed, based on his physical appearance, that he, in fact, has ever been laid. That a woman's ever touched his elbow, at least. The guy is absolutely disgusting to look at. I'm just so fed up. So fed up with people thinking that the standard here is that we have to attack Nick Fuentes' lack of sexual experience. Who cares? At least he's not lying. Oh, what if he was out there using women and sleeping with them? He would somehow be able to speak out on these issues. It's not something. I love this picture. It's not something that gives you any type of credibility to talk about these issues. Should women be able to vote? Well, obviously, it's not a winning issue, so no politician's ever going to run on it. It's a very heated debate that you could have on that front, but that wasn't what Piers Morgan was trying to do. He wasn't trying to have an argument about whether women should be able to vote. And in fact, you know, if you were to ask me who my favorite conservative voices are in the female space, I don't really listen to women either. The reality of it is, it doesn't make him a bad person because he feels this way about women. Maybe he does have a lack of experience of being around incredible women. Who knows? But we don't have to call him names, Pierce. You could have actually came to the table with some facts and laid it out for him. And in fact, you didn't have any facts. You were just going to shrill for women. Oh, Piers Morgan. What a voice of reason. Advocating for women's rights. You see, he has no problem advocating for women's rights in front of Nick Fuentes. But does he advocate for women's rights in his own country? No, he doesn't. Yeah, every now and then he'll have a grooming gang survivor on his show. But he defends the mass migration into his own country while women and children are being raped by foreigners. He continues to advocate for those foreigners. In fact, bragging about how he'd rather have Indian food and trade in white people so he could have his Indian food. And I'd love for us to do a study, a scientific study, on whether or not the food that he's eating is intentionally lowering his T levels, because, folks, he doesn't have an ounce of manhood in him. He's a coward for continuously going out there and trying to fight Nick Fuentes and go after him by saying he has a lack of sexual experience. The shaming is disgusting. Who knows? Nick Fuentes is a Catholic. Maybe he's saving himself for marriage. Maybe he's not trying to participate in the barbaric behavior that so many people in this generation do these days. We are not someone to judge. No one is to judge that. And so let's just bring it back to Piers Morgan, because this was supposed to be a punchy little debate where he thought he was really going to get one in on Nick Fuentes after he was pressured to have this debate, which obviously he didn't want to have in the first place. He was very uncomfortable when Crowder asked him to have him on the show. But it gets even worse, because Piers Morgan doesn't seem to understand statistics, crime statistics. He does not understand the fact in this country that black people are a minority and for some reason are the ones who account for very, very violent crimes. The amount of statistics that are not on their side are significant. And so he likes to play clips of, and he did so several times, I believe, of Fuentes talking about not wanting to live around black people in his community, someone who lives in Chicago and speaks about it openly quite often. If you look at the stats, yeah, it's very obvious why no one would want to live around black people. Even black people are the victims of these crimes, don't want to live in these communities because they know exactly what's happening. If you've ever been to a community meeting, which I've covered extensively in several cities, you know that they understand the issue. The issue is there is a group of black Americans who do commit a significant amount of crime in this country. But, you know, if you're someone who's going off of your talking points and you want to make white people seem like the enemy in this country, you would do exactly what Piers Morgan did yesterday. Piers Morgan citing stats, again, that are clearly heavily biased in regards to mass shootings. Take a listen to how Piers tried his very best in clip 6 to defend his stance on mass shootings and the Second Amendment that we have in this country.
Who do you think commits the vast majority of the mass shootings?
I'm sure it's white people.
Right. So how do you feel about that?
I think that white people do more antisocial violence. I think black people participate in more gang violence. I think that's the difference.
What's the difference to the victims?
There's no difference to the victim, but it's a different kind of crime. And it's a different proportion also. Do you know what percentage of white people are school shooters?
I know that the vast majority of mass shootings in schools in America this century were perpetrated by young white men. I'm curious whether your advice would be to people who have kids in these schools.
Wait, is my mic working?
Should they avoid white people at school? Should people with the kids at school avoid young white men at school?
No.
Okay.
Do you know what per capita means? Do you know proportionality? There are more black people proportionally than engage in violent crime or are involved in gangs, especially in these major cities, than there are white people that are school shooters compared to the entire white population. And everybody understands that.
Two-thirds of mass shootings at school perpetrated by white people.
But what proportion of white men commit school shootings? That's the question.
I've just told you. It's 60-65% of school shootings by white people.
You're telling me what proportion of school shootings are committed by white people. Mm. I'm saying what proportion of white people have committed school shootings. Are you playing dumb or are you just not that smart?
What difference does that make to the children lying dead on the ground?
See, now you want to jump on the victims. The difference is you're asking, would you fear white people or black people? And that's the difference.
What I'm saying to you is by your logic... If we now have agreed that the vast majority of mass shootings in schools are committed by white people and predominantly young white men, then presumably your advice would be to avoid young white men because they perpetrate these massacres. But it won't be because they're white, right?
So are you playing dumb or are you actually dumb?
Maybe I'm dumb.
You are because you're, well, I don't think you are dumb. I think you're smart, actually, but you're deliberately avoiding per capita. And everybody knows that's the difference. What proportion of white men are school shooters? It's probably 0.00001%. What proportion of black men have committed violent crimes? It's probably like 5%. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but it's very high. And I would add to that, even as it concerns schools, why do you think parents pay a super high property tax to live in a school district where there's white people? Because they know that if they go to the black school, it's going to be the Bloods and the Crips. It's going to be gangs. It's going to be, you know, you talk about school shootings. Nobody talks about all the school shootings that are committed by gangbangers in and around the school and all the other violence that's associated with that. I mean, these schools in the south side of Chicago, you know, it's just not livable.
I have an answer for you, Nick. So the proportion of the population who carry out mass shootings is actually the same.
Oh, gosh.
All right,
let's step in on this. Because obviously, Piers Morgan had his producers running around frantically trying to find the data for him so he could defend himself in this argument. And that's the reason why he had to step in there and say, oh, look what we found. It's actually the same. No, it's not. You see, Piers Morgan lives in a gated community, very likely with high security, where others can't get in. By others, I mean, you know, the people who are committing these violent acts. He understands that. He understands that. If you were to give me his address, I would love to look up to see what the racial demographics are in his neighborhood. Because, folks, last I looked, I think he's got a California home where it's worth north of $11 million. He's obviously got another one in London. And he likes to brag, oh, I'm so pro-diversity. From what? Your gated community? See, the rest of us don't have that luxury. We don't get to have gated communities where we could shun ourselves from the filth that has come in. So if you live in London right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. London is not the London that it once was. They have brought in these people who do not respect their beliefs and have completely taken over. And Piers Morgan gets it. He's one of the elitists who likes to lecture the rest of us on diversity and how we need to all be more diverse. I'm sure if you look at the neighborhood statistics, Nick Fuentes' neighborhood is probably more diverse than Piers Morgan's. But this is what they always do. They don't want you to talk about the actual facts. They want to continue. And this is why I don't like Piers Morgan. Everyone continues to say he's a liberal. I don't think he's a liberal. I think there's some other motive behind what he says all the time. Because it just doesn't make any sense. If you understand the demographics here, the racial demographics here, if you understand that this isn't going well for the UK or the United States when it comes to flooding in migrants, you wouldn't be advocating for this continuously. There's actually a story that was released yesterday, and I have to give credit where credit's due. The Daily Mail actually fought really hard for this. Two 17-year-old Afghan asylum seekers, as they always say, were sentenced to prison after they were caught raping a 15-year-old girl. Now, they kidnapped this girl. They dragged her away. And then they forced her to perform sexual acts. Again, these two Afghan asylum seekers came to the UK on a boat. Now, we only know this because the Daily Mail challenged it. And thankfully, which is very rare in the UK, the judge actually granted them the names of these two individuals who have been convicted of raping this girl. Now, one sentenced to less than 11 years in detention, the other one less than 10. And even during this judge's sentencing, they were very empathetic to these two illegal invaders. In fact, saying, oh, I know there's a cultural difference for you. No, rape is rape. Rape is rape. We need to stop with the excuses. Piers Morgan is a man of all of these excuses, though. He thinks this is fine. Yeah, just one girl. One 15-year-old girl who told the courts this was her very first sexual experience, and she's absolutely horrified at what happened to her. As she was held against her will, she actually captured 3 minutes of her rape on recording, apparently. And their attorney, according to court filings, actually fought that, saying that if we release that audio, it would bring riots to the streets in the UK. And that's the reason why we don't have that audio recording. Apparently, in that recording, the girl is begging for them not to rape her. And they did so anyway. So when Piers Morgan lectures the rest of us about minorities, crime stats, understand it's easier for him to lecture us here in the United States about these things. But if he were to dare talk about cases like this, he would risk going to prison. And so he chooses the easier fight. The easier fight is focusing on American politics. Pierce isn't an idiot. He knows that there's been thousands of Brits who have been thrown into prison based on offensive posts. You can't criticize the invaders in the UK. And so he continues to sit there and pretend like everything's okay. Diversity is our greatest strength. But he won't talk about things like this. He shuns away from the idea of having to directly speak about the problem in the UK right now. The problem is they've imported Islamic migrants who are now going around and raping their girls and women. And we're not allowed to talk about it. They're not allowed to talk about it. We'll talk about it, obviously, but Pierce Morgan won't. That's why he's flooding his content these days with American politics. He's an absolute coward, has no guts. He wouldn't dare to question those in current authority in the UK because he knows if he comes for them, it's over for him. You see, it's really, really easy to go out there and point your finger at people like Nick Fuentes and say, you're racist. But the reality of it is both the UK and now the United States is dealing with this issue. And there's one consistency here. That consistency is Islam. That consistency is the imports that we've taken in from third world countries. Our countries, especially the UK, are in a rapid decline. They've lost the UK. The UK is gone. He won't describe that to you, though. He'll pretend like it's all intact. But it's not. It's not. And you can talk to any female who is forced without security, Pierce, to walk around the streets, and they do not feel safe. They do not feel safe. Thankfully, here in the United States, in Texas, in Florida, we have the Second Amendment. So when these invaders come for us, we have no problem. We could defend ourselves. But in places like the UK, the only ones who are allowed to be armed are the invaders. They run around with machetes, with knives. We've seen it. We've actually seen coverage of those in the UK quickly panning over when they see these Muslim migrants carrying weapons on them during peaceful protests. The police are so afraid that they, in fact, don't even get involved. There was that one video of that individual, that Muslim individual who was going out there, was trying to kill someone in this. He was British. I'm trying to remember what his name was. I believe he was a journalist. And he's someone who's very outspoken about Islam. And the cop, instead of actually going and trying to stop the individual who's trying to plunge a knife into another individual who just happens to be Muslim again, he throws himself over the victim. And sadly, that was a fatal mistake that resulted in the officer getting stabbed fatally and dying. But it highlights what we see going on all across the world. And that is that governments are too afraid to address the common denominator in all of this. And it's not white people. It's not white people. In fact, if it was white people, then why are they flooding our countries? Well, Pierce Morgan, again, who's a race-baiting piece of garbage in clip 7, decided to call out Nick Fuentes' father. Now, although Nick Fuentes has spoken openly about his dad on his show, Pierce obviously was looking for a gotcha moment, which he continued to try and aim for, but he failed repeatedly. Take a listen to clip 7.
And I was reading some stuff about you in the last few days. There was an episode of your podcast where you talked about your father, Fuentes, and how he wouldn't take the family, including you, to certain restaurants because he believed they were associated with African Americans. We would be deciding where to go to eat, you said. What are we going to do for dinner tonight? It was a running joke. Me and my sister would say Applebee's, and my dad would say we would never eat at Applebee's. Not in a million years should you be caught dead, Fuentes said about Applebee's. Go to a different restaurant, a local restaurant. No Applebee's, no Red Lobster. That is commonly known as black fare. And you also shared another story about your family and restaurants. It said, before me and my sister were born, my family had a saying about Olive Garden that contains the N-word that we're not allowed to say. So my question, based on that anecdote that you say on your own podcast, is, do you think you grew up in a racist environment, that your father was inherently racist, and that thought process moved to you?
Well, I would say it's a new low. I've been attacked for being a racist many times, but to attack my father, to attack my parents based on anecdotes, I would say that's sort of a new low.
Hang on, it's your anecdote.
Yeah, but he's not here to defend himself.
You are.
And my parents aren't.
You told the story.
And I will. I'm not trying to ambush you.
As I said at the start, Nick, to be clear.
No, it's not an ambush. Nick, but to be clear, I'm not ambushing you.
I'm literally reading an anecdote that you revealed on your podcast. It's you that's put it in the public domain.
I know.
I'm simply asking you whether my assessment of that, which is that your father didn't want to take you to certain restaurants because of what you refer to as they were commonly known as black fare, whether that attitude to African Americans in that instance permeated to you. It's a reasonable question.
Yeah, no, like I said, I think everybody knows what that is, but I'll address it. I'll engage with it and I'll defend my father from the charge of racism.
Sure.
No, my parents are not racist and they've never been racist. I'll tell you about my parents. They used to have a school in Chicago in the South Loop where they instructed people on how to shoot firearms. It was a security school and most of the clients were black. And I believe actually one of their clients was Larry Hoover's son at one point, sort of a funny story. And so most of their clients would come in from the South Side of Chicago. My grandmother, she grew up in the projects in the city. And so my family being in Chicago, being ethnics, being Italian, Irish, Mexican in the West Side on Taylor Street, all over the city. My family for many generations have lived near and around black people. And look, my views about black people and their views about black people are shaped with experiences with black people. And what they will tell you, what my parents would say if they were here, is that for many, many years, the older generations of black people were very respectful, very humble, very decent. In fact, my grandma used to have an anecdote. She grew up in a lot of dysfunction. Her mother was mentally ill, and they would be having dinner in the projects, and there'd be so much chaos and dysfunction and disagreement and fighting. And she would look across the way out the window at a black family in the other apartment, and they'd be holding hands around the table saying grace. And this is sort of the culture that used to prevail.
All right, so let's step in on that. So that's the reason why I just really, it's just one of the many reasons why we can't stand Piers Morgan. I just think he's absolute garbage. To even bring that up, I mean, he said his father's first name too, which we, you know, I had them just take out because there's no reason to put a target on someone's back. If you understand the political climate we're in right now, you know what that leads to. But Piers Morgan, never missing an opportunity to prove he's garbage, was obviously ill-prepared and decided to just go out there and thought he was going to get a gotcha moment in all of this. There's nothing that they've thrown at this guy that hasn't been said already. So I don't know what Piers Morgan was thinking. But again, it wasn't an intellectual debate. It was just a debate where you wanted to call him a bunch of names and it didn't stick. And so that's what we have here today. All right, folks, we're going to be taking your calls into the next hour. So if you'd like to join the show, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If you think that debate maybe went a little differently, maybe I'm misreading it, call in. Let's talk about it. 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, will be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.